What happens when you find out that the story of your life, which you've been telling for years, is not exactly what it seemed? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares the wild story of memoirist Danny Shapiro. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I just reread a review I wrote in 1998 of Danny Shapiro's memoir, Slow Motion. This is the story of how her father was killed and her mother was crippled in a car wreck right around the time she dropped out of college and was partying in Manhattan on the arm of her best friend's stepfather. It's a story about growing up, also a story about recovery. My old review concludes, Shapiro's ability to hear her father's voice in her head, to internalize the protective sensibility of someone who loves her and wants the best for her, leads her finally out of the woods. Since then, Danny Shapiro has written several more memoirs. Her father is to some degree a presence in all of them, but never bigger than in her latest book, Inheritance, published 33 years after his death. Inheritance is the book she wrote after she found out that the man she has idolized all her life, the Orthodox Jewish stockbroker who died in that car wreck, was not her biological father. Take a look at a picture of Danny Shapiro, and you'll see immediately she doesn't look Jewish, not even one little bit. So it's no surprise when she explains she's been hearing that all her life. "We could have used you in the ghetto, little blondie," said a family friend at a Shabbos lunch in the 1960s. "You could have gotten us bread from the Nazis." At last, she knows the reason she doesn't look like her relatives. When she did genetic testing through Ancestry.com, more or less as a lark, the results showed she was only half Ashkenazi Jew. Then she compared her results with those of her half-sister Susie, and it turned out they weren't even related. Since Susie looks exactly like their father, well, you see where this is going. With a bit of detective work and a lot of luck, she is able to figure out that she was a donor sperm baby conceived at a somewhat unorthodox fertility institute in Philadelphia. From there, she follows the trail to her real father, alive and well and living his goyish life in Portland, Oregon. There is both no worse person and no better person for all this to happen to than Danny Shapiro. On the worst side, she adored her father and couldn't stand her mother, and now her lifelong conviction that she was more his daughter than hers is shot to hell. Furthermore, she's a person who put tremendous stock in her understanding of who she is. In fact, as a memoirist, she makes her living from it. But now it turns out that it is possible to live an entire life, even an examined life, to the degree that I had relentlessly examined mine and still not know the truth of myself. And that is also why she's the best person for it to happen to, because Danny Shapiro can tell this story like no one else could. She's an excellent writer, if at times a little melodramatic, smart, psychologically astute, and not afraid to tell it like it is. If she's just as happy not to be related to her half-sister Susie, if her mom is a pathological narcissist with a borderline personality disorder, she has no problem saying so. As distressed and shaken as she was when this episode began, one of the first things she did was buy index cards and start taking notes. She knew she had a great story on her hands, and she was right.
Wow. The books are Slow Motion and Inheritance by Danny Shapiro. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.